it's very interesting working for the city. And I have to say, APSHA is like, affordable housing is my thing. I really like it. Of course, it's like a passion. So, you know, being able to work doing something you really believe is beneficial, and we take good care of lots and lots of people, I think that's a great job.
So why are you running for office this time?
I think I've got a pretty good combination of experiences. Number one, I've been here for a long time. I've worked for the city. I've been on the housing board. I was elected. You know, as a city council person, you understand that you have the privilege of having your hand on the steering wheel. It can be pretty fulfilling stuff.
Well, and you have a pretty unique perspective, being that you were the head of APSHA. Is affordable housing an issue of focus?
Yes, it would be. The perspective that is brought to bear before council is not always one the housing board agrees with. I know the board's been frustrated on a couple of accounts. They've been saying certain things for years, and no one's listened. And one of them is, you know, we need more rental housing, and we need more lower category rental housing. They've been saying that for years, and I noticed recently city council picked it up, and they're at least talking about it. So I'd certainly like to be engaged in that conversation and push that perspective.
Well, and besides affordable housing, are there other issues, you know, prompting you to run for city council?
Well, I hear, and we read in the papers, frequent criticism of the city manager's office and how they go about doing things. And I would agree that council has a bigger part to play. We have a form of city government that's called the strong city manager government, weak city council government. That's by design. But from my point of view, it doesn't mean that city council gets to abdicate. There really should be some clear goals and criteria and the review criteria that come up to see how the manager is doing.
Aspen City Council candidate Tom McCabe, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Marcy.